came to the right guy.
אמס, זה לא יסיימות לתוך זה בזמן, זה לא ישור את זמן. זה לא יסיימות לתוך זה בזמן. Right, so it's how, try to work on doing it. מוסי להיות קבולה, making a קבולה. זה ריכטי גאויפן. We don't have to do it together. But, when I said, it started to be knocked in a certain focus. I want to very much focus on Dani, or Ani in the Kabbalah. I want to be marketing tonight. I don't know how much we're not going to so much get to a Kabbalah. I'll be marketing starting Betz and starting Avek El Bechlal in the Kivun of the Ani. El, we do in Chazal, is Mugder of Yimei Arotzen. Pirush, then El, there exists a special element of Rotzen, there's a special element of Rotzen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goodwill, I guess to translate as. It's Kirva, the Russian Mishnah Brewer. And this is talking about the Remez, the Nil, the Doi, the Doi, the Li. That the Liba shall call you so as Karav Takadish Baruch Hu Mshuva. And can I get that? The Liba shall Doi, the Liba shall Kadish Baruch Hu is Karav to us. There's a certain Kirva, there's a certain focus, there's a certain clarity that exists. Anyone who throws themselves into the Tel could feel it's Morgish. Where is the Makar? And this in Eros. Where does it come from? Fountain Siach HaDishmai, it happens to be Elul, is this as right? Every Elul, there's a special Siach HaDishmai, a special Kirva. Where did it come from? So, it's Mahur, I'm reading now from the Chayodim. The Chayodim brings it from the Jorshin, Rashi's, or Torah. So, where's the source of this in Eros? She does it. Abba Zakadosh Baruch Hu is Ami Yisrael. Here, Bala Heitev HaYisrael, the Tzivan Allah Shalom Fana B'chalei Shenechta. That's a mitzvah of tshuva, is a tremendous expression of Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tukvah Yisrael. Va'av she'a tshuva toive b'choleis, v'kamok im chayi v'shelel hu muvchar hu muchan yoyser. Look what we just said. Chayi v'shelel is muchshar, it's prepared. It's prepared mitzad tivoy, it's easier to do tshuva. To, during el, muchan yoyser, m'kubul tshuvas im shari v'yis ha'shon, the fish yomim elu he may rotza, the tachi may rotza. From where? Where did it come from? Doctor Chayodom, the ace shenavchar mulam started from the Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Hemshchi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shas pechiras kal Yisrael was what happened. Shechot Yisrael the eagle, minshtabu haluchis yudzayim betamus. Kal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu after Mount Tur, Maimon Mount Sinai. It's a dibris, Moshe Rabbeinu was all Lahar and Avraham Yoyim. Because Avraham Yoyim were finished on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. He came down from the Har, Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. And Chetei, Shvius Aluchas. So what happened? After Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, Achri Zeh, all of Moshe Bahar, he went to try to gain, together with Klal Yisrael, there was a Bikush, there was an Avodah of Tefillah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should agree, should acquiesce to give again Torah to Klal Yisrael. That was another 40 days. Olam Moshe Baruch Palav Omele Kodesh Baruch Hu Psalucha. The 40 days Baruch Hashem Moshe Ben was Mitzliach, and that ended Chof Tes Of. It ended Chof Tes Of. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was Maskim, and he said Psalucha, and Misratze Litin Kapar, Misratze Litin Luluch Hashnias, I'm sorry. Then he took away to get the Luch Hashnias. Yeah, to get the Torah the second time, and that started on Yishchei L'Shava. Oz El V'Roi Yishchei L'El was the Avoyim Yoyim Achrein. V'Nishtah Hashem Adiyim V'Kippurim Sh'Yigmar HaKapar. And Kinnir, there was a process, a gradual build-up of the Rotze. Kodesh Baruch Hu was a tremendous Rotze. There was Shaft, the Avoyid of Kal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbein. That was Poyel that Kodesh Baruch Hu was asking to give Luch Hashnias after Chay. That started and it ended with the Greek Yagomer, which was at the end of the Avraham Yoyim, which is Yom Kippur. V'isa v'tana v'eliyo. Yisrael, you know you can call oisim yomim. First he's talking about then. What happened then? Kol oisim yomim tzoyim v'tainis. They were knowing all 40 days tzoyim v'tainis. V'isa is the ganze 40 days. That could be the makor of the minute of the sardin. The sardin. Say slichas all el. He was talking of certain bechino of fasting and tainis. All those aboyim yomim. That was a tainus gomer v'lono. Started for the night. Then the 40th day there was a full tainus. Ulefikach nikva oisa yoyin haniyam gomer nechapar loyul. Firtarois and elo ulefi. There's a cloud level in Torah. Yishol yomim elo yimei rotsan yoyis. The cloud is that whatever there was in a point in history, there was a certain event. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a certain artist upon it that happened. A certain, some sort of ruchnius big event in Klal Yisrael that gets implanted into the time. That gets implanted into the time. It wasn't a one-time thing. It becomes implanted in the time. For Yeshayu Yomim Eli Yemei Rotzim Yoz Lachim B'chol Shana V'Shana Loshet Chayod. B'chol Shana V'Shana Mis Oyer Oy Daracham L'Maylo V'Hein Yemei Rotz. That kind of Yechayav in your name. So, Kinnira the Yerotzim. That was created by Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu then, which was a tremendous amount of rosh. Many occurs that the ritzui achre achet is stronger than the ritzui before the achet. So certain ritzui, when you come from far and you come close again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give Ruch HaShniyas Be'etzem to Choytim. They were Choytim, they were Chayt Eidol. There was Zin Sakala, Tachas Chuposa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided there was an unbelievable amount of rotzen that was bottled up into the time and that exists during El. We, Baruch Hashem, are privy to this tremendous amount of rotzen in the Shema. Hashem said, we're going to use it or not, we're going to use it. But that's something that we can do, we can accomplish things El that we can't accomplish all year round. But, state, Hunitunis is all the place. But this rotzen doesn't come, it's not a freebie. It's a tonight, it's a big tonight. The Remes Del was Ani Ledoidi Ledoidi Li. Ani Ledoidi Ledoidi Li. First there has to be an Ani Ledoidi, and then, and only then, is the Ledoidi. First Mitzidena, we have to give Zechiber to Ledoidi. Later on, the Chai Odom is Magdadet, and he says Ani Ledoidi, he says, Yitain liboy rak b'avodas Hashem. Yitain kol liboy rak b'avodas Hashem. That's what it means. Ani l'doidi. If a person is going to give over himself, immerse himself into avodas Hashem, that's a doidi. And be'emes and moisif and exum, it's be'etzem in the sherish, because the sherish of the boy Moedzim came from a psolach. Everyone knows that there's a difference between the luchas rishonis and luchas shnius. The luchas rishonis was ma'aseh elokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, exactly what the material was, but it came from Shemayim. And the Luch HaShniyas, there was a Tanai that Moshe Rabbeinu had to carve them out, had to come from Moshe Rabbeinu. It means it had to come, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, was willing to give the Torah, was willing to give the Torah, Dvar Hashem. But it had to be a Psalacha. Kinnir, that's the source of this idea why the Yemei Rotzen only comes when it's the first time. I'm going to get back to later more types of what's a Psalacha. So this l'chur is why there's a tenai. It has to be first ani l'doidi. It has to be a psalacha. It has to be us, and then the doidi. That's the tenai. However, you can gain tremendously. The elderly can be maspik, but you can't be maspik entirely. And we need it to appear for a shalim kippur. But there's a tenai of ani l'doidi. Oh. The ikur of the vav tonight, I want to try to be explaining it. What does it mean ani l'doidi? I like to try to maybe redefine. Think. And more emes away of what Ani L'Doidi means. I think of from Riyat that we touch Ani L'Doidi in the following day. Read the Chayyim says, Yitain kol liboy rak b'avodas Hashem. Pirush. Hi. And then there's Ne'er Wazayim. And then there's Doidi. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. I look in the Torah, I look in Mitzvahs, maybe I ask my Rebbe, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? And then, I have to sacrifice at some of what I want to do. I have to mevater and makriv and moisir nefesh of what I want to do in order to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And if I do that, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me tremendous amount of shmaya. He's going to pour on me tremendous amount of shmaya. Ruchnias and Gashmias. Ruchnias will lead the Gashmias because I'm not a better Rosh Hashanah. That's how you know the daily. Why is there tonight? Why is there tonight? So you can understand like this, the Philip Pashup Shah. It's almost, I think there's the whole of truth of the Shitlis de Gavon. So it's like when there is Iskabe and Adam Lechaver, Ruven and Shimon, they were good friends. And Shimon ba'avod Ruven, he did something wrong to Ruven. A few weeks later, you know, Shimon says, okay, let's get back together again. Let's turn back together. And you can say, okay, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing maybe to moichel you of such a good rotzen. How about you start? I'm not starting. I'm afraid. If you start, I'll continue. You come first. I'll continue. The Mishnah says, okay, you achoit b'chei de'egel. Ariyam azeh, we have chatoin. The Mishnah says, I'm going to give you, and that's a tremendous tuvo echad, the Shvorov is able to give. Most people would say, they're not going to forget. No, Abishim. But first you start. If you start, and you that's a shit. I don't think that's the answer to try. I think there's something much deeper, and something special. The Abish just wants to give us whatever I want. He doesn't say, you come first, it's not a baby, the Abish. You start first, it's not the part. It's something much deeper. The voice of Anila Doidi, I'll say it in one word now, and we'll elaborate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that our knee should be to Doidi. He's looking for our knee. And if our knee is not the Doidi, then it's not again to be Doidi. There's nothing to talk about. Let's be positive. There's a tremendous challenge that we have in Ireland. We've spoken about this in the past years. A tremendous challenge we have in Ireland. If you look at Ireland, like we started off tonight, it's talking much more serious. And most of the year, most of the people, in a certain way, there are complications, in a certain way, the relevant is kind of way more productive, if you just look short term, than other years. This is Dharma Pact. This is Dharma Pact. The Minyonim are much more. Shtiglich, go out of business a little bit, holy. A lot of people go to regular Minyonim, without yeshivas. It's time, you're not serious, you go, come talk. Even Shabbos, the shul's almost packed there. Arab Shabbos, right? That's what you do. People, anybody who wants to be lawyers, you have to go. Various will have their Kabbalahs. Some people don't look at newspapers, the whole level. Technology, different Kabbalahs about technology. In Yoni Midas, some people with their wives, they're much more Zoyer, they won't say certain things, they won't blow up. With their kids, the whole everyone has their Mikudas that they try to hold on to. Some are Maslia for longer. But I think we all know it. But unfortunately, by 95%, 90% of the oil, the rest of the year, there's no Shaykh Israel. There's come out no remnant of how they fear the hell and the extra things they add on El to the rest of the year. And then, El will redo the things. Chazorah, Musa Seder. Who keeps a Musa Seder all year? Who keeps a Musa Seder all year? Hell, most people try. Who wants to say they don't hear it. I'm old here. Chazorah is very hard. Try. Spoke about this many times. Writing up your learning. Such a beneficial, it's a hard thing. Some people say, Stark, they do it all. How much is it going to carry on? There's so many different areas which is totally incongruent to our elbow to the rest of the year. And it's a problem. Why? Why? I understand. But we have to correct this. El has to carry over in some way to the air. Some people tell me, oh no, El is to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. I said, let's sit back there. Listen. Tishma ozn lecha mashapicha oimer. You're telling me you're prepared for Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? What's the English translation? The beginning of the year, the head of the year. What do you think Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be? It's supposed to shem of the year. Rosh Hashanah is not someone who's passed the test out of the mode. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is the shtel of Eke year. So you're telling me, Elul, you're acting in a certain way that you're paying for Rosh Hashanah and it's going to have that carry on to the entire year? Does that make any sense? The shtetzich that we can't be Elul here, but that is something. What's the pshat? Pshat like this. And as we spoke about the Baruch a few years ago, it's being at a certain Nekuda here. Elul, to us, is very similar to go back when you're younger, and you have to take regents. I don't know if they have to take regents, that's what they call the Benin. So I wasn't such a serious student. for the senior student, maybe didn't have to study like crazy to read it, but I, 4 or 5 days to read it, I knew no garbage. So what I have to do? Some people don't care even that much, but I didn't care that much. So 4 or 5 days for the region, what's your grand title? Not letting me know how many hours I studied, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. So all the math equations, all the history, the world history, that is basically in the last 300 years, I cried my head and I knew how to coming out of my head. I could tell you exactly what happened in 1792 in Spain, exactly. How long did I remember that information? I don't know, maybe 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, half the region. After 2 months, it's not going to be. Crying. When you cry for something, you're absolutely not interested in how I'm doing it. It's a drag. It's something that you have to do because you got past the test. Another tzir. I was quite athletic when I was young. And maybe I saw that now, I can try it together and you'll see. The nice was very fast, it was very fast. So in the races in camp, one of the races in camp, they had a marathon. Marathon, rather, I wasn't so good in running a marathon. I didn't know how to pace myself long term. It was the way it was a model. I was running and pacing myself. It wasn't my zat. What was the Eitzel? The Eitzel was, I just ran full force, right away from the beginning. That was the honest thing. And I got so far ahead, the rest of the one. That the time they caught up and they had it, I still won. I don't understand, I attack them all every time. The camp portion is, of what happened, it's always made me see it. It's like, I think about a mile. Still a mile, what camp, I know what this is. So, about a mile in the stomach. I would run, race to a race of shingles. Literally, for at least 20 minutes for sure, if not a half an hour after the race, I would be lying on the floor and dead. I ran my entire kishkas out, 4 miles straight in full force, and I was dead. I pushed it down the floor, dead on this one. So, what's the shot? Shot is, you say to yourself, you run like a machine for 10 minutes, and afterwards, you push it, you'll plot. Oh, to many people, it's like that, exactly like that. They say like this, now I'll open up. This is what they say, this is what we're saying in our subconscious, just like this. I know I have a lot of things I want to do. In my son, I know that Eibushter is in control. At least part of the times I know that and I understand that. It's very important for me, very kedai, for me to do what Eibushter wants. It's very important to die for sure, and kedai to enter Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in the proper state. I have to come close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So I got to do what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. Now, what do I want to do? I want to do what I want to do in Shvatz. Or Cheshvin, or Og, that's what I want to do. But if I'm not going to do that, well, it's not going to look good. It's not going to look good. It's not going to be good for Kaddish Baruch. So I'll run a marathon of Elul. Afterwards, I'll rest. Either right away, then is Manam, I'll rest. Or sometime in Cheshvin, or Shvat, I'll rest. Eventually, we'll be able to do what I want. I'll do what Kaddish Baruch wants. So the answer is, how much? Do I live life like I'm running like a machine in a marathon? No, obviously not. Something that's a short time thing, I'll do it for 10 minutes and then afterwards, you know, whatever, I'll live normal. It's limited to the normal way I live life. So, how much does this pass over to me? Elul. The answer is very, very low. Because it's not really connected to me. Let me release it another way. Lezman, one of the major topics we addressed. I want to be marking this a lot. This man, and we'll see what's going to be next man. There are many, many different experiences we had in life. Or experiences, call them endeavors. And there's different levels of how much they stick to us. Pirish, a person can learn something, how much does it stick with him? A person can experience a relationship. Remember your high school friends, remember guys who went to camps, how much did the friendships last? Sometimes they stayed, sometimes it was unbelievable. Shas Maisi, Mamish, we're buddy with the guy. The day after camp, he didn't know the guy. How much does things stay? How much does the thing become part of the person? Everything. How much, anything a person does in life, how much does it become a part of it? The answer is, the shine for somebody who's got a part of you is how much it's Negeya in your Ani, in yourself. How much you're here. How much the Etzem you are Mitzah Atzmacha interested in the experience that you are there. Chazal were kolel this. We'll see this in my mock-up next week. In ein ani li mi li. This is nichlal in divrei Chazal. In ein ani li mi li. The shaila starts. How much am I interested now? When I am going to do something for somebody else, even if I think it might be the right thing to do, but I, Be'etzem, don't want to be here, I might choose to do it because a lot of other smarter cheshbonis, I might be more disciplined than a lot of other people. I might decide to make a cheshbon at the end of the day. It's kedai for me to do it. But the question is my ani here? Am I interested in being here? When I'm interested in being here, I'm involved, I'm invested, I'm self-invested, I'm responsible, and I'm totally here and it becomes part of me. The regents, like I said before, I had absolutely no interest in being there. It was kedai, it made sense. I need to get a good mark, my parents would be happy, or help me in college, or whatever. You know, a marathon, I have no interest really in running like a meshuggah. I want to race. I want to win the race. I want to win the race, kedai, everyone's going to applaud me, I'm going to do it. So I do that just psychic reasons. I don't want to be in that element that myself, it's alatzma, I didn't want to be there. I don't want to do that. Something is zaitik, it's something, it's a momentary thing, it's not a kavuadik thing that I want. Here's where El starts for us, like this. Ani v'doidi, v'doidi li, v'fa'am. It doesn't mean there's Meir Warsager and there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, now I was going to say to myself, okay, you want to do this, but now change your life and try to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu sacrifices yourself to do. Ani v'doidi means you have to find in your ani that there's doidi. You have to find in your ani that you have an eigene interest and an eigene rotzon similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In other words, we'll talk about this in a few minutes, your real rotzon is to be an elder. You know, there's a part of us that doesn't feel that way. There's a part of us that says, no, it's not, we don't want to be Dafka now. We want to be other places. No. You want to be an elder, the chilek of your ani, that's the doidi. And that's the oimik and why it's a t'nai in doidi. Listen good to the marshal. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu make it a t'nai? He says, I'm only going to give you doidi li, only if you are ani le doidi. It's a covered thing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to wait till you start and then I'm going to reciprocate. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has one lesson, one lesson, the strongest returning of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is like and the toiv is dveikas. He wants us all to have kirva. And in Meila, he prepared El that has a tremendous source of ruchnias, yata deshmaya, kirva, rotzen atoiv. It's all there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to become a part of us. He wants it to become a part of us. What's it going to be if he says, I'll make a beautiful museum. It's armed with all this ruchnias things, and you're going to pass through like a tourist. You're going to pass through like someone visiting, a guest visiting a museum. It's not going to stick with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to stick with you. So he says, I'm going to make ani l'doidi. I want you to get involved. Yeah, Yankee, I want you to get involved. Someone here is a reichen, right? So probably it happens every once in a while. Somebody, your second cousin calls you up and says, you know, I have a son that now just came to the mirror. Maybe you can learn with him Fridays. Maybe you can learn with him after Seder. How much Te'elis is going to come out of that Seder? How much Te'elis is going to come out of that Seder? The answer is how much that Bacher wants to be at the Seder. If the Bacher is going to come because his father asked, or because you're a chash of the guy, and heard, and whatever, right? But it's going to be much rather be in small place else. Might have to do it, but very small chances too much is going to come out of the Seder, because the Bacher is not there, his knee is not there, he's not invested. If the Bacher is excited, mitzat atzmoy, and he thinks he's going to enjoy it, and he wants, oh, this is going to be Te'elis. Zoka Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make a chavusha shop with you, El. I want to make a chavusha shop with you, El. Ober ani, come to the plate, show up. Show up not because it's a chiv, show up not because realize that this is your choice.
This is the problem.
If the Yitzhahara starts off, I started off and I said that many of us feel as a friction. We want to do one thing, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do another thing. Is that really true? No. the work of the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara enters our system, and the Yitzhara convinces us that we really, our real Rotzen is not necessarily a Avodas Hashem. If a cruise would come out from the B'chaim Kanievsky right now, everyone would hear all of a sudden, the whole El was cancelled. The whole El was cancelled. We should keep the whole thing, skip straight to Sukkot. What would everyone's reaction be? So from the Yitzhak, before we spoke about the Vav, you know, you feel a little guilty about being Hashem of Chaim Tukos. The guilt feeling, no, I'm fine. The whole world is just a big drag. That's a farce of the Yitzhak. That's a farce. That's a trick of the Yitzhak. The fee what I just said, it started the way we started off today. Yeah, I'd much rather be the Yid of Shvat, the Yid of Rav, in Azmanim. I'd rather be that guy. I'm forced to do El, so I'm going to try to do El. The endless is that we want to be El, not only want is mean we thrive in El. The real Ani of me is an El Dikid. The real Ani of me is an El Dikid. We've spoken about this so many times. The Yitzhara. We're getting a little late. I don't want to be marking. It's a Shechayim. It's a Desna. The Yitzhara and the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Gemara in Sukkah says that there are seven names. In days of Malach, there are seven names of the Yitzhara. One of the names is called Tzvoini. He's called Tzvoini because he's hidden. He's Sofon Belibo Yishol B'nei Yom. What does that mean? He's hidden in the Yom. Rav Shechayim says that after the chait of Adam HaRishon, the Yitzhara entered inside the person, the male person. And he appears to the person as if he is himself. As if I myself, I want to sin. Say over very quickly. Rav Dessler is coming up to Rav Shechayim. He brings it out the following way. An unbelievable insight into the kliyas and natural person. Many times we have challenges. We have a voice calling us the Yitzhara one way and the Yitzhara one way. It's her woman, it's a third woman. Zohar of Dessa, listen closely and you'll hear there's a different voice the way it's a her calling to it's a third woman. Take a classic case. You have to get up for Shachas. You get up early. You want to go to a special slichas. You want to have a slichas in yeshiva and a definite special minyan. You get up really, or much surely used to. Okay, all of a sudden you're in deep, deep sleep. You want to sleep late, less than knows why. But in deep, deep sleep, you hear the alarm clock. All of a sudden you have a bad one sign. The Yitzhak Tov tells you, you gotta get up, Slichas, gotta go, special clothes. You're gonna daven better, much better there, it's gonna be much better. And Yitzhak was like, come on, I have no credit whatsoever. Finished. Especially in the Chazan Yeshiva, I have no credit. Zohar of Dessa, you listen good. There's a difference how the Yitzhak Tov is, it's very cool. The Yitzhak Tov talks to you in first person. The Rotsen. To slouch off, to go against Yotzen Hashem, comes to me and says, I need to sleep. I'm sleep. I can't get up. It's hard. The Yetzer Tov comes to you. You. What do you mean? You gotta go to Shachris. You better go to Shachris. You're supposed to go to Shachris. Like your Mashkiach said. You're supposed to go to Shachris. It's not the right. You're supposed to go. The Yetzer Tov is I. It's always I. I want to ask you a question. You have two voices that talk to you. One is what you want to do, and one is someone else is telling you what to do. What are you going to do most of it? I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah, do what I want to do. I'm done. I'm not clear. I can't. The sukkah is flying. I can't write now the sikkum. I can't now write now the sikkum. You better write the sikkum. It's the right thing to do. Maybe you see me. I was standing in a picture. You better do that. Maybe you see the picture. We're standing. No. Who are you going to listen to? The I or the you. This that the Yitzhara comes to you, the Teres I, is a dimyan, it's a sheker. It's not you. It's not you. What resonates with every Yid is Avodas Hashem. Of course it is. That's what the natural, that's what resonates with you. Be'emes, you know how rewarding it is an experience to daven in a nice minyan, you have time, and you have. Of course, you enjoy that. Maybe you have to get a Talmud Tefillah. There's other things you have to work on. But everyone would enjoy that. There's a part of it that tremendously enjoys that. But the Yetzirah uses so many hurdles and layers and obstacles. Among them is a tremendous amount of association, past associations. that convince you that right now is the last thing you have koyach for right now is for a tefillah. But is that the emes? The emes is for carrots. If you listen to the Yetzer Hara, you're going to suffer. Not the Eibishter. It's not you against the Eibishter. It's you against you. You're your worst enemy. Where is your real need? This is what we have to solve. And I think what we have to do is personalize our health. And that's what we have to start with. I think it's incumbent upon everyone to ask themselves this question. Am I really Mishnah? If I would have a choice, I could be Mavater to only skip the Simchas Beis Shev and I can have help. Would I want help? And if we answer no, I'm going to dig deeper because there's part of you that wants help. And we have to find it. And if you find it, everyone has to do this themselves, it's a personal thing. And if it is your answer, yes, I want you to know, I want you to write an ideal, think about it. What is your mission in this Ella? What do you want about this Ella? What do you want? Don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't ask me, don't ask a Sefer. What do you want? Because it's a part of you that wants Ella. And that's Ani. And if your Ani is Doidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give you all this Yat Hashmaya to use. If it's a Psolecha, if you find the Psolecha, you find in your lathe, you find, you prepare it, it's Mukhshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which it's definitely there, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all the Siyat HaShemata, and it's going to stick. It's going to be an experience of somebody who's coming. He's showing up because he wants to be an Elul. He wants to the bottom of his heart, not just he wants to for side reasons. Not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me, I want to be here. This is what we all have. We got to open it up. We have to personalize our Elul. We're talking about the Hemshav, but personalize our position. Fearless, 1 mile market. You see this. The Pasuk says, "L'cho amar libi bakshu pone es panecha Hashem alakesh." Pasuk, Baruch Hashem, we say this every day. And the Pasuk Pshat doesn't have any Pshat. Literally translated, "L'cho amar libi" means to you, David Melech saying, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my heart saying, bakshu pone. It's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to search out my face. David Melech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to search him out. And then the end of the Pasuk says, "Es panecha Hashem alakesh." We just tell Hashem to search you out. You're searching out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on? So Rashi says, no, you can't translate Pasha. Rashi says, L'cho does not mean Kipshuta. It doesn't mean to you. It doesn't mean to you. It means B'shvilcho B'shlichu Zepa. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behalf. It doesn't mean to you. It's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behalf. On B'shlichu Zepa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovid HaMelech's heart, and after Rashi says in part of Tal Yisrael's heart, Dovid HaMelech's heart is on the behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu screaming out. Zepa. It's speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking you, search me out. But I hear my heart speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, search me out. And David HaMelech reciprocates and he answers, oh, it's Panech Hashem. He hears the call, it's Panech Hashem. Okay, Hashem. And Moses and Pashem, you do that. You don't know what you do. You learn the Sugis of Shlichus. You know, it's a cloud level. You can't be a Shliach unless Shluch Yishol and Kamoisi. If you want to say, okay, I'm going to be who I am, and I still want to be Mesiach as the Maisat you, it doesn't work. A lot of rice, it's not. A Shliach is someone who's standing on behalf, who's representing the Meshaleach, who's bimkoin the Meshaleach. Shteita Gazo in the Pasuk with Rashi, that every single one of us has a part in our heart that is oimid b'shlichusei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one of us has a part of our heart that is miyuchad and mezumin to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To represent doidi. It's representing the doidi has a place in our heart that speaks on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bemoans to us and it says, Bakshu Ponan. We have to hear that. This is a new touch into what it means called doidi doifik. I'm not familiar with this. Called doidi doifik, piskini. Well, called doidi doifik. We imagine the HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing on the outside door, he's saying, Kol Doidi, you're sitting there late at night, you went into the yeshiva world for already an hour you want it, and you're, you know, you shouldn't be there, who knows where. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knocking on the door now, and he's saying, Pischi Li, open up! No, he's not knocking on the door from outside. He's knocking in your lathe. When you're stuck in the yeshiva world, he wants you to find where in your lathe he's there. The Anil Doidi is there. It's not you against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not outside, it's not, you know, he's there. You want it. Don't let the Yetzer fool you that no, you really want to be in yeshiva. You really, there's a part of you that will bask in being in a life that's uninterrupted, that's focused. A person is focused. He's not stuck having this stuff with this stupid technology the whole time. He would love to be alive. All the things we had on our list before. A person who is focused in the sugyas, coming out with the sugyas, is disciplined enough to write the sugyas always, and come out with a klarkeit. This is where I want to be, because the deity is there. We have to fear us. We have to feel that and open that up. We have to personalize it. So feel that, all these attacking.